The original score of Bach's St. Matthew's Passion has been described as a calligraphic miracle. Not only is it the neatest of Bach's scores, but it also uses both brown black sepia and red ink. This precious score has been repaired twice, once by Bach himself in his last years as the pages were damaged through use, then once in 1941 when it was clear that the ink had started to oxidize, damaging the paper. The score was meticulously repaired by a Berlin restorer who stretched chiffon silk over the damaged paper using rice starch for glue. This stopped the score from crumbling, though now the red ink has begun to fade. There may well be a significance to this use of red ink, a message to the church authorities of Leipzig, with whom Bach had a distinctly tense relationship. When Bach was elected as cantor of St. Thomas Church in 1723, he was told to ensure that his compositions were not too theatrical. Music, he was told, should incite listeners to devotion. Pieces should not be too long, and above all, music must not make an operatic impression. When the church fathers heard the first performance of the St. Matthew Passion, this was just the type of music that they had feared. The contemporary church historian Christian Gerber wrote, "This music often sounds so very worldly and jolly that it's more befitting to a dance floor or an opera than a divine service. When this passion music was performed for the first time in a distinguished city by violins, numerous oboes, bassoons and other instruments, many were amazed and did not know what to make of it. When the theatrical music struck up, all the persons were greatly astonished and looked at each other and said, 'What shall become of this?' An elderly dowager warned, 'Take heed, my children, it's just like being at the comic opera.' All were most displeased and raised just complaint." It was when Bach revived the work in 1736 that he made use of that rare deep red ink, and he used it for the chorale melody in the opening movement and for all the words directly taken from the gospel. Perhaps he was making a point. The music might be merry, but it was liturgically correct. Here is one of those dance-like arias from Bach's St. Matthew Passion. "Ich will dir mein Herze schenken," sung here by Emma Kirkby with the Brandenburg Consort. Thank you. That was an aria from Bach's St. Matthew Passion, Ich will dir meine Herze schenken, sung by Emma Kirkby with the Brandenburg Consort.